10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
If you love true crime and dark stories, then you'll love our other podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.
He told them that in the year prior to Bundy's move to Utah, she had discovered objects that she couldn't understand in her house and in Bundy's apartment. These items included crutches and a meat cleaver that was never used for cooking.
Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts.
You know, then this guy gets rich and he has some issues with sexual addiction.
Yeah, and control. And
yeah.
The Keith Raniere story.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and don't miss a single episode.
In some ways, it starts to make things like Jeffrey Dahmer and that look tame, not in terms of the brutality of what they performed, but in terms of the psychology and manipulation of people.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Available wherever you download podcasts. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a child has regular conversations with a dead loved one in the dark. That and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802. The phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, well, great. Thank you. We appreciate that. You guys are what supports the show and keeps us on the air. And listening is lovely. But if you want to get even more stuff and get yourself hooked up with our EPP bonus episodes, advanced episodes of the show, our archive of episodes, which is quite literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created. And it's not an exaggeration. That's not like a radio station that says today's best music. And then there's like 50 shitty songs after that. This is literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. And you get that when you become an EPP. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It helps to support our show. $5 a month is all it is. And in exchange, we give you all of that. And it's not the no repeat workday guarantee or today's best variety or a better mix from the 80s, 90s and today or a fresher mix for the valley. Because all that is utter fucking bullshit. It's Michael McDonald's sandwich between Ariana Grande. I think that's a bad video. Doesn't Michael McDonald's sandwich between Ariana Grande? That's anyway. There you go. But that's what we got going on here on the Ghost Show. It's today's best variety of continuous ghost stories for your workday. And we're still commercial free, bitches.
Welcome.
That's how, you know, it's like talking up the jingle, you know?
So you always wanted to say on the radio, we're commercial free, bitches.
I remember many stations where Meredith Brooks' song Bitch was playing that, and it was always on the music log, which is what tells us what to play. It would say, Meredith Brooks, bitch, in parentheses, don't announce.
Because she's not going to say it in the song anywhere.
Don't say. If the DJ says it, it totally destroys our credibility. Like, really? Okay.
That's a great song. And if someone hasn't heard it, they just need to pull it up on Spotify because it's such a good song.
God, it's like a 20-some-year-old song.
Yeah, I heard it, though, the other day, out of the blue.
Yeah.
On Sirius XM, and I was like, oh, I forgot that song.
We played the hell out of it, like, in Hot AC Radio. That was, yeah, God. I listened to the radio today with my daughter, and when I was a kid, I always thought, I'm never going to not be in touch with, like, Top 40 radio. I have no fucking clue what's coming out of my speakers. I mean, it's like weird rhythmic beats, a lot of just kind of like bodily movement sounds and people mumbling. And then it'll go into like kind of a Disney-esque type, you know, person that sings a song with a lot of processing behind them. I'm like, what the fuck are we listening? Like, what is this? What's going on? I don't
know what I'm listening to.
Like, you thought Backstreet Boys and Britney were like really fucking bad back in the day? I don't know what the fuck this shit is. I mean, it's just like, are we just like grunting into microphones to a beat? Is that what we're...
Which is fun in the club.
Yeah.
Like, I go all the time.
But I guess everything's in the club now. I don't know. I mean, In the Club was a good song, too. 50 Cent. But anyway. We were talking earlier about the show and the stories that we get. How it's funny. Over the many years of doing this, I don't pre-plan the shows in terms of matching the stories up for a theme. I've never, ever done that. And if I have, I would tell you. I would say, okay, today we're doing one. Like, I think I did it for like a Christmas episode once. That was it. But it always just seems to kind of come together where we get like one other episode we did this week, pet stories. It kind of came in. Pets dying.
Which I'm like, Tony, because I know you never do that, put them together on purpose. But I'm like, you're killing me here. I can't handle these horrible dying pet stories. But they're beautiful stories. They really were.
But the way I look at this, and it's kind of interesting, because I thought, you know, about this for a long time, because we have this happen hundreds of times over the years. And I've thought, well, this is kind of weird. It's random how that works, because I'm not picking the stories. I mean, I just grab them and I check them for spelling, and then they're on the list. And then the calls are completely picked at random while we are on the air based on time and how much time we have to kill. So it's all very, very random, but they always seem to kind of come together. It's almost like I'm flipping cards. It's kind of like tarot cards in a way. The way that I think there's something else behind it, because I think there's something where it's like something knows somewhere somebody is going to need to hear that story or those episodes about pets or the episodes about grandmothers or kids and pets or neither and dogs dying. But I don't know what it is, but I think there's something like that where it's it just knows. Something knows that, okay, we're going to put these things kind of together this way, and it's going to reach somebody, and it's meant for somebody when they hear it, I think.
No, I get that. You know. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Because those two, and you only got to go back one episode, but the two stories we were talking about in the last episode, very, really deeply touched my heart.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just was crazy that you'd have two really intense pet stories
back to back
in one episode.
I know. I had a chance to play Michael Martin Murphy and Beyonce back to back too, which was really kind of amazing.
Never happens.
Never happens in real radio.
Sandwiched between Michael Martin Murphy sandwiched between Beyonce and Ariana Grande.
Wow. That's a scary
That would be weird.
Michael. Is he dead?
No.
Okay. It's even weird, like his corpse is, oh God. I took it one step darker than it needed to be. But don't you have a Michael Martin Murphy story, don't you, that you can't share on the air? Is that?
No. Okay. No.
Have you ever told me you're Michael Martin Murphy? I think you have.
I don't know.
I don't think I recall it.
It has to do with a documentary when I was on TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't remember the details. It was okay. Yeah, you'll have to tell me again sometime.
Okay.
All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories. Were you like in a studio with him for like a long period of time or something? Is that somehow where am I remotely touching on this? Is it? Yeah.
We'll just talk about it. I'll refresh your memory off the air.
Okay.
How about that?
Now, people are going to start speculating now.
No, it's nothing like racy. I'll tell you that.
The word wildfire was used as a safe word.
Oh, my God. I was taking a drink of water. I about spit that everywhere. No.
Say wildfire, Carol.
No, that wasn't.
Say it.
All
right.
Now you just want me to say it.
Let's go to our first story. It says, I have had encounters throughout my whole life. It started when I was little. I have an abandonment, an abnormal fear of the dark. Like I'm petrified of the dark. My mom would find me sleeping in our bathtub with the bathroom light on. So my first encounter was as a young child at night of all times. We were all at my aunt's house in northern Michigan, and I woke up to see a black man, which I could see right through, walking up the stairs. As I got older, I mentioned it to my aunt, and she confirmed what I saw. She and my mother saw the same man run through the door, literally. My experience did not stop there. I was 8 when my grandpa died, and at night at my grandma's house, I could hear his walker being moved around upstairs. My grandma's house already creeped me out, so I never went to see what was going on. My grandmother would say it's just grandpa looking after us. Well, then we moved into this house on Chestnut in Hazel Park, Michigan, and there was a spirit there. I could see him, and he would talk to me. Really creeped my mom out. After we moved out of that house and into my house my mother had built, she proceeded to tell me that the name I gave her of the spirit in the old house was our landlord's father's name, who had died before we moved there. I never have any actual experiences in our new home, just unsettling vibes from the basement, always feeling like I'm being watched. Well, I moved out at 17 and did not have any more experiences till my middle son was born. We lived in Pennsylvania right off Lake Erie. My middle son came crying out of his room saying he saw creatures in his room. Well, I blew it off, climbed into bed with him to calm him down, and suddenly I hear growling from under his bed. I gripped up my kids, and we all slept in the living room from then on. We'd hear noises coming from our attic. I hung a cross up there, then no sooner did I get back into the apartment than I hear the loud thud in the attic. I went back up there to see the cross across the attic from where I'd hung it, like it was thrown. My middle son had experienced all his life, including telling us his grandma was dead on the floor while she was in Florida. I called Florida the next day, and the exact moment my son said that, his grandmother had fallen and broke her elbow. She could not move off the floor. As for my son, as he saw demonic entities the majority of his life, I never had any more experiences from 06 till I just had one this past year, in 2020. Mine and my husband's house caught fire like 3 years ago, and we moved in with my in-laws on a 20-acre farm. It's had its own stories, according to my husband's grandmother. There are mines underneath part of the property, and before the well was filled, you could hear voices coming from the well. Also, there were red eyes that stalked my mother-in-law, according to my grandma, and a white entity in the trees. I just started having issues in the past several months. I listened to several paranormal podcasts, and my church group thinks I opened the door to this stuff to happen. First, I saw a blurry figure poking its head into my bedroom. Several weeks later, I experienced sleep paralysis. I refused to open my eyes because I could feel whatever was on top of me and close to my face. It thrashed me around in the bed, then put my back in my spot on the bed. I could not yell for my husband. I could only whisper his name. Then, when he came into the bedroom, I was able to move and talk again. I've not experienced that again, except now I'm hearing voices come from the hallway calling my name the first time. It sounded like my mother-in-law, but I knew she was in bed. The second time, it sounded like my father-in-law, and yet again, I knew he was in bed. Now I'm hearing them in my room, and a woman's voice says, "Excuse me." I've used holy oil on my bedroom door and windows, and things have slowed down, thankfully, but I can just feel the energy in the house, and every night I get creeped out because I'm afraid I will see or hear something, and my husband is in a different room. Now, my husband believes none of this. He does not believe in spirits, even though he's had his own experiences. He finds a logical way to explain it away. Sorry, my story is all over the place, and sorry for it being so long. Feels good to share this with someone, maybe get their insight on it. My Bible study group just believes I'm sensitive. I'll tell you, I am still petrified of the dark. And I think for probably good reason.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that when you do, when you're laying there, and I get this because I've been there, and you're laying there and you're really afraid that you're going to hear something, do you think that even then you're even more open to it? Like, because now you're scaring yourself on top of like living in a haunted house.
Well, I think it depends what it is. That some of the negative things are going to feed off of anxiety and fear. So in that realm, yes, if it's something that's going to basically use your energy and kind of suck it to, you know, make you feel worse or to manifest, yes. If it's just like, you know, Joe Bob, who helped build the house or lived there for a while, I don't know that that's going to necessarily do it. It probably just depends the type of entity you have going on in your house.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my take on it.
And I get the husband, like, I think that's good, like, to always try to explain it away in a, if it can be explained.
Sure.
But, you know, there's times that it's like, okay, that should just happened, and there's no explanation for that.
Yeah.
So I just don't get how you could live in a house and just continually go, well, you know, the wind blew. That magically opened the door.
And I was talking with Todd about this very subject earlier today in another episode, and I used to never be able to understand, specifically in the world of paranormal, because it's really the only place I ever considered this concept of, you have something happen directly to you. Now, if you've never had anything happen, you got an argument to not believe. But if you've had the experience direct and in front of you, and there's no other explanation, you've rationalized everything else out, and you're still sitting there going, I think it was something else. I was like, how do you do that? But here's what made me understand it better. The last 4 years, where there's just plain old facts out there in front of people, and no matter how on tape it is or just the sky is blue, people are very easily manipulated. They're very easily persuaded into going a direction that feels, I think, more warm and fuzzy on the inside, or something. It's speaking to some aspect of people that's it's safer. If you don't accept that as reality, it's safer. And it's speaking probably to someone's very primal fear of something. And it's probably different for others as to what drives all of this. But we saw it in reality with just nothing to do with ghosts. Just, hey, this happened. No, it didn't. Yeah, it kind of fucking did. Like people, like those assholes that believe like Sandy Hook was a fucking like false flag thing. And they're convinced that these kids didn't die or all. It's like, assholes, I'm sorry, this fucking happened. But people are able to convince themselves otherwise. Because it's a pretty harsh world to live in when that shit's real.
And why would you make that up?
Exactly. But it's shit like that, where it's like, how the fuck do you get from point A to point B there? I mean, to me, it's like, if you're able to process it that way and you're legitimately thinking this didn't happen, you're sick. And there's no other word for it. It's not an opinion. It's not you're sick. You're ill. You are mentally ill. If you're able to get from point A to point B and believe like something like that did not happen, you're not healthy. There's something not clicking right, and you need to get help because that's not okay.
But you'll never convince them.
Exactly. I mean, it's far too far gone if you're already there. And I'm not saying that about every single thing in the world. I mean, but shit like that, it just drives me nuts, because then they go and they torture these families, and it's just, yeah. But we live in a world like that where, I mean, fuck, if you can't convince people of basic facts, how the fuck are you going to convince people about ghosts who don't want to believe in ghosts? You know, it's like, okay.
Well, and there's always been, you know, if you haven't had the experience,
yeah,
then why would it be real? You know, if you haven't had any kind of...
And then I can understand that argument.
Unexplained event. It doesn't even have to be a ghost. There's so many unexplained things. Like, how did you just happen to know something? Mm-hmm. Like the child knowing that the grandma had just died.
Yeah.
How? Explain that. That doesn't mean a ghost told him. That just came into his head. Like,
yeah.
Because like when my grandma got really sick, that happened... Like, I knew I had to go see her. Like, it was this intense, like, I got to go. And then she died.
Yeah.
Like hours later. Had I not had that, I would never have made it there. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's paranormal, but what is that?
I think some of these things, you know, we call them paranormal because we don't understand them. But I think many of these things are normal. They are senses that we have that we are just not necessarily, we don't have names for, or we understand why they happen or how they happen, but they happen. And that's, you know, things like that. I think there's bonds, there's connections with family members, and there's ways of communicating that we do that we don't even know about.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, that's exists and all of that. It's yeah. And you have the experience. What are you left to do but to say that was weird, that there was something there to that made you feel that way, you know?
But if you've never had like that woman going to church,
yeah,
and the people at church haven't had that experience, that, you know, they're probably like, she's a little, you know,
let's not give her
be nice to her. Yeah.
She had too many donut holes.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
Because they don't have any reference point for it.
Exactly.
They don't know. They haven't ever had that experience.
No, and it is sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of us who don't have those experiences and just accept and believe that, you know, that was the reality for somebody. And there's people that are very, you know, it's just how they think. And it's like, no, if I don't have the experience, I don't get it. And I understand that argument if you have not had the experience. It's just the, when it's happened to you, let's be honest with ourselves at some point. Mm. So anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
So do you remember my cat, Chloe? Yes, by the way, it's the 12-year-old. Do you remember my cat, Chloe, the one that was growling at all the spots she liked to lay in because my dead cat, Louise, was taking them? Yeah, that's me. So I wanted to share another story with her in it. And this happened on New Year's Eve. Let's see here. So we were waiting on the ball to drop. We had about 5 minutes to go. And I was sitting in my chair, and my mom and dad were on the couch. And my little dog started barking at the front door where she would lay. And he sometimes does that because, like, it's his reflection, and he doesn't know who it is because animals freak out when they see their reflection. But anyway, so he was going at it. And so I just was like, hey, it's okay, it's just your reflection. And then that's when I realized it was way too dark for it to be his reflection. He eventually stopped, and it was about 4 minutes till the ball dropped. Let's see. And so, and I went back to my chair, and we waited for the ball to drop like you normally do on the review. And it was at about 2 minutes now. And we were really excited for 2020 to be over because it was such a shitty year, coronavirus and such. And then it hit 1 minute, and Zippy, our little dash in the mix, started barking at my mom's head, the back of her head, because like she was sitting on the couch and such. And that's where Louise would also used to lay sometimes because, like, you know, the couch and it's comfortable and stuff. So that's when it hit me. That's when I realized that it was not, in fact, his reflection or anything of that sort, but it would leave, a dead cat. And I said under my breath, oh my God, Louise is here. She came to celebrate 2020's end with us. And my mom heard me, and she said, no, it's not Louise, like Ghost Ain't Real or something. But I knew. I mean, I agreed with her, but I knew deep down that was Louise coming to celebrate the end of 2020 with us. I'm tearing up in the story, so I'm going to end it here, guys. I love your podcast, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. I think that she said it well. She did probably come back right there at the end. For a year like that, I think anybody wants to be on hand to say goodbye to it, whether they're still in the living realm or not.
Well, it was a crappy year.
Yeah, you think?
Like, that's the one year that I think that the cat would be like, I would like to come back.
Yeah.
But no, but maybe just to say, hey, there, things will get better.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me wish I would have seen a cat on New Year's Eve, one of my old cats, because 2020 kind of started out in a real sucky way. Mm-hmm. But, I totally believe things like that can happen.
Sure.
Which is really weird because we keep talking about animals that are deceased.
It's Dead Animal Lately. Day.
I know. I don't. Oh.
Here on Real Ghost Stories Online.
What a save these for Todd.
Sorry. So I joined TikTok recently, and I'm really kind of having a lot of fun with it. I'm putting up a lot of bits and stuff, and that's what we used to call things. They're probably not called bits anymore, but I like satire. I like kind of making fun of things, and there's a lot of really good motivational people on TikTok. I follow some motivational people because I think it's good, but I also like to make fun of everything too.
That's
just who I am. So it's not at all anyway dissing motivation. Nothing at all. But I've noticed there's a lot of, with the guy's motivational stuff, it tends to be a guy wearing a hat standing in front of wood paneling and talking like this. So I thought I would do my own variation of that. And this is my motivational video that I posted to TikTok. You can follow me at Tony Bruschi, Tony, TonyBruesKi. Check this out.
Hey there. This is another one of those TikTok motivational videos. For the next couple of seconds, I'm going to talk like this and stand in front of a bunch of wood and wear a hat. Because somehow the hat and the wood make me feel a little more authentic. That and the voice thing. You know, I know life's been tough. Actually, I don't, because I have no idea who you are or what the hell's going on. But you got this. The fucked up part is, I don't know what you got. For all I know, you may be contemplating going into a pet land and strangling a bunch of puppies. So I hope you don't got that. But you got this. But not that. But this. Although I'm not sure what this is. But just remember, you got this. And I got a hat and wood behind me. All right. You got it.
So, I didn't know that you could do a voice like that.
Yeah, you just talk like this.
I mean, it's kind of you, but it's not you at all.
Yeah, and I love it because it's like, it's just these satirical motivational videos I'm making. And they're just funny. And I just have fun with it. And this is the shit I used to do on the radio. And it's like, oh, TikTok can kind of be that outlet to kind of do these random, like, funny things. I had another one that I did, too. I was out in nature for this one, and it involved my cow. So I'm...
This one's funny.
Picture my cow, Big Mac, who's a little cow, standing right next to me, and I got my arm around him, and this is being delivered that way. So here you go.
Hey, it's me. I'm wearing a hat, and I'm out in nature. You can only mean one thing. It's time for another TikTok emotional support video. This one's about people telling you no, and you saying, oh, yes, I can. Yeah, yes, you can. You sure can. Don't let nobody tell you no. For example, me and Mr. Muggles here, we got stopped at the TSA checkpoint the other day. They said, you cannot take a cow on that airplane. I said, oh, yes, I can.
He is my emotional support bovine. We got on that plane. We made it to our destination to Cedar Rapids. We checked into that Motel 6. Put a little wig on him. Said it was my special needs girlfriend. We watched some free HBO, Sex of the City. We spooned a little bit, and it was a lovely evening. Now, so many people told me no. Friends, family, preachers, American Dental Association. We did it. We had a great night. Don't let nobody tell you no, because yes, you can.
I don't know. I don't know how American Dental Association became part of that.
But that's the part I love the most. Because it was so random. And I like that you're watching HBO.
And spooning with a cow.
Because the cow is adorable in the video.
Don't let anybody tell you no. It's just kind of my ode to toxic positivity, which I didn't even know was a word until my girlfriend said it to me the other day. I'm like, you're totally fucking right. There is toxic positivity, and I hate that shit.
You know, like I at work, there's lots of webinars. You know, everything's on Zoom. Yeah. Everything's a freaking webinar. And there's all these conferences and things like that. So I'll attend some virtual conference.
Yeah.
And half of it's that crap.
Yeah.
And these people are writing in the chat box like, oh my God, that is so amazing. And other people taking notes. This is the best thing ever.
What the fuck?
And like they're writing. And I'm like, what is it that they're hearing that I'm not?
I know.
I'm like, I what? Give me some actionable shit I could do to make my life better. Just don't tell me I can do something or
fluff.
If I believe a certain way. I don't get that. I want something actionable.
I know.
Like if you do this, you can get that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's good.
I do not get the emotional fluffs. I guess a lot of people fall for it and
super
go for
popular,
it.
Super popular, right? Oh my God. Oh. You should read the chat box in one of the webinars or conferences I've been to.
My comment would be like, what the fuck? You know, but you can't say that at work. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, and there are, again, there are some really good motivation people out there. I'm not knocking that when they're good, but there is just so much fucking fluff.
There's so much of it right now.
And it's just like, stop.
And if you really listen to what they're saying is not making any sense.
No.
And one day I was lucky enough to have a friend. We were both watching the same one. And then we were texting each other, not using the chat box. And I was like, what the hell did you just say? Like, what? Like, yeah. I don't get this. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole world's full of those people. And, you know, there's more to it than just, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Give me some actionable way that I can do it.
It's a generation of people that all got participation trophies, and now they're adults. And this is what you fucking get.
I think you're right.
It's like,
because it's like, there's nothing, there's no takeaway for me here.
No. Well, it sets people up to fail too. Because no, I'm sorry, you can't do everything. You can't. There's plenty of things I can't do. There's plenty of things I can do. I like to focus on the areas where I have strengths, not just the things I like or I think I should be good at, because a lot of times those don't work. And that's where, you know, nobody wants to tell that to their kids. And nobody, it's like, you're going to fucking set them up to fail if you don't help kind of guide them into areas of strengths and weaknesses. It's called being a fucking parent. Yeah, there was a lot of failing in that for a while. And you get this, a lot of toxic positivity. So.
Those are fun.
Yeah. No, yes, you can. You take that bovine to the Motel 6. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Help keep us on the air. We greatly appreciate your support. You can follow me on TikTok at Tony Bruschi and also on Facebook at Tony Bruschi. Carol's at Carol Hughes on Instagram. Are you on TikTok yet? Did you make a TikTok? Are you going to do it too?
No, okay. I think I probably will, but okay. I just have been busy. I'm writing a new play.
Okay, well, there you go. So Instagram for now for Carol. And follow us over on those.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Places. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.